Good morning. 6:22 a.m. on Tuesday, September the 8th, 2015. Yes. Okay, got that. Tuesday, it's a school day, so I get out at 6. I got to get back in time to wake the kid up and get her breakfast. I'll get her out of here by 7:45. I should be home by 8. Spent a lot of time thinking about this book that I've not been able to write, and I talked to John Ward, act as a very nice sounding board by throwing out a lot of ideas. And, most of them were not my story, but my problem with this Smuggler's Tales, A, they're not smuggling, so Smuggler's Tales may be the wrong name. I need to address that. And I didn't have a theme. What's the theme? I don't know. I didn't know. And then John pointed out that the Ishmael stories are all about Ishmael finding people and convincing them to believe in themselves. In many ways. And what if the Natalia Ruggieri stories are wanting to believe in herself? She doesn't believe in anything. She's racked by self-doubt, by the sure knowledge that she's really not worth it. And what does that do? How does that make her behave? And how does she come to understand that it's kind of defeatist. So yeah, I think I have a theme now. I think I have a story that I can. I've got a setting. I've got a character. I've got a theme. I've got an ally. Don't have an antagonist yet. So yeah, throwing words against a page when you don't know where it's going. That's one thing, throwing words against a page when you have no compass. Yeah, that's a problem. So today's the 8th. A month ago was when I started really grinding on In Ashes Born. Oh, I've got a recorder problem. My daughter pointed out that when you plug in the power cord to my H4, it ceases to function. So I thought it was the power supply. I got a new power supply. It's not the power supply. It works fine on battery, but it doesn't work at all when you plug in the power. So there's a short in the board somewhere. I suspect one of them dropped it while I was plugged in and shorted out the power connection inside the device itself, which means I've got to order a new one. And I'll probably ought to do that before I actually decide I want to record. Although I could get by on batteries for a couple of days while the new one comes in. I'll have to think about that. I'm hiking along because it is chilly out here this morning. I came out in just a heavy denim shirt and a polo shirt, and I probably should have worn pants. No, I'm just kidding. The official temperature is 48. The temperature outside my house said 52. It's chilly. My friend Ron, that I see quite frequently when I'm out here at this time of day, had on his gloves this morning because it's cold on the hands. My fingers have warmed up finally. That's a good sign. And I've been banging away at the story. I haven't made many words. I haven't made enough words to count, really. 500 here, 1,000 there. Throw away the story, start again. It's quite frustrating to be in this place where I thought I had a story. I thought I had a book there. And I'm missing it. I don't see it. I'm having trouble finding it. I thought I knew these characters, but clearly I don't. I don't know them well enough. And I certainly don't know this part of the universe at all. Because I keep flailing at it, and it's like, when I started out the Golden Age, I found that what I needed to do was follow the money. Where does the money come from? Who gets paid? How do they get paid? Why do they get paid? How do we ship massive quantities of freight, interstellar distances, cheap enough to make it worth doing? And the Burleson Drive is the hand wavium that lets that happen. And what I need is to come up with a similar model for the economy of the dark side and how that economy works. Because one of the conceits was that we're going to get heavily into asteroid mining and we're going to do some smuggling. Now the question is, where are we going to do the smuggling? Going into and out of CPJCT station is relatively straightforward. Dan Sawyer hooked me up with what I needed in terms of anonymous transactions using the models from the darknet, from DeepNet. And I downloaded the Tor browser. I've been using it to poke around. So it's interesting. He sent me, what he did was he sent me a TED talk about the darknet, and it's interesting in that the speaker's take on it was, this is the fringe. This is where the oppressed people, the people who want to do things that the society doesn't want them to do, drugs, porn, money laundering. And to do it with relative safety. Oh, yeah. Wet. Bunk post, it's damp this morning, so last night must have been a rather damp evening. And I'm pretty sure it was, just judging from how wet my shoes got walking across the lawn this morning. So, yeah. I'm pretty good with the cryptocurrency idea. I'm pretty good with the anonymizer. I'm pretty good with having a navigation console that masks your whereabouts, that masks your last port of call. And because it can do that, there's also the corollary to that is if it can mask your last port of call, it can also make your last port of call be something other than what it actually was, so that it looks like you're coming from a legitimate port someplace far away, when in reality you're coming out of the dark side. You're coming out of a dark place where hijacked cargoes, where stuff that has been manufactured illicitly, illegally, and therefore more cheaply can be taken on board and taken out and sold. So, yeah, one of the things that I had to do was to write this article about the Great Diaspora that explained how the Golden Age came to be. Good morning. And then, I don't have one for the dark side. I don't have one about the places where people fell through the cracks. Because my sense of this, my feel for this, having worked in the Golden Age for a while, is that the dark side is, in a certain sense, it's the wrong side of the tracks, but on the other sense, it was the first step. It was where we went to. First, while we were developing technologies to terraform planets, to create the Golden Age of Solar Clipper, the dark side was where we went to first. It was our toehold in the deep dark. And the dark side isn't called the dark side by the people who live there. Maybe. Come to the dark side, we have cookies. So there's still parts of this that I thought I understood, and I can't. Clearly, I don't, because the story is having trouble. I'm having trouble telling the story. And as I've said on more than one occasion, and somebody, might have been Anita, pointed out that if the story ain't writing, the author's in the way. So I have to find the right story. Now, my goal is to get this book done by the end of September, because I want to start another book in the beginning of October. There's still plenty of time. Karen Collin isn't going to pass back the other book for at least another week. I heard this morning she's only halfway through her deep pass. Then she'll have to make one more surface pass. Oh, pretty. The dark band of clouds that was in the photo this morning has now got the sun risen behind it, so it's sort of like a light behind a blanket. It's quite cool. So yeah, the story is tantalizingly near. I haven't quite got to it yet. I do have an extra month to stay on track, to stay on target. I don't want to fall too far from the track, because I need to get a book ahead, because November, December, and January, I gotta have three books ready. By the time I get to January, I need to have the fourth book ready to go to Karen. Which means two Dark Side, two Golden Age books. Well, one Golden Age book, two Dark Side books between now and the end of December. So we'll have to see if we can't do that. Oh, sprinkler guys are coming today to look at what's wrong with the sprinklers. Oh, my number three zone looks a little better this morning. We had a problem, one of the holes in the solenoid belt wasn't opening. So the side lawn here, one we don't see all the time, is looking kind of rusty. Looking better now. A few days of water made a difference. But they're coming to look at the edges here where we got problems. And I left the garage door open. I hate it when I do that. And what sector are we on? I can't see. It's closed. So anyway, here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.